In our deep dive into Reddit AI communities today, a clear trend emerged: freedom from corporate restrictions and advanced workflow hacking. On r/generative AI, the discussion centered heavily on bypassing content filters. One popular thread highlighted how difficult it is to create images that push boundaries. The sheer density of trademark infringement in one posted piece was jokingly noted as being illegal enough to summon a Disney lawyer's spidey sense. The community consensus for getting truly unfiltered results pointed strongly toward open source options like Stable Diffusion and Flux, running them locally or through uncensored hosts. They are recommending specialized sites like Civitai for downloading low RAs, which allow users to perfectly replicate specific faces or brands, something that is still heavily restricted in mainstream tools like Midjourney. Workflow automation also dominated the feed. We saw highly technical discussions about streamlining image and video generation pipelines. Users shared advanced prompting techniques, even suggesting methods where you can use powerful LLMs like Claude or ChatGPT, not just for prompts, but to automatically generate necessary comfy UI JSON nodes, a significant time saver for complex setups. There was also a practical discussion about optimizing offline generators by prioritizing IMG2IMG functionality and using lightweight models like SDXL Lightning for web-based use cases. Switching gears to discussions around major paid AI services, the sentiment on r/Google Anagravity and r/Grok is overwhelmingly focused on pricing and value. Users are highly frustrated with perceived limitations across the board. Multiple threads express concern about hitting usage limits far too quickly or encountering high demand errors, even when subscribing to the highest tier plans. Several posters advised that if reliable model access is critical right now, relying solely on one ecosystem might be risky, and keeping an eye on competitor subscriptions for better value seems wise. Finally, r/Grok has seen multiple threads detailing user disappointment with paid features not meeting expectations. Complaints frequently cite receiving low quotas of images or videos compared to what they were advertised initially. Overall, the community feels that while these AI tools are incredible in concept, maintaining consistent, affordable access remains a major challenge for current users.